Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bit of hot sauce, wing sauce in the bottom of that to-go box too, man. I'm just feeling it now.
Better get you some damn Tums.
Hot wings?
Oh, yeah.
From where?
$3 Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I've heard great things.
Yeah, man. Yeah, $3 Cafe is great.
I love it, man. I'll tell you, so far, I'm going to tell you, because I know your daughter's, Olivia's about the same age as Samson. I do my best to watch what I say around him, because he acts just like me watching the game. She'll send me videos and watching Braves game going crazy like I do and everything. And so yesterday, like, when I drop him off at school, he walks and I pick him up on the corner. And it's about a 20-yard walk from where he is to me. And then I can look at his face every day and see if he's had a good day or a bad day. So he's coming down the hill yesterday. I look at him. I said, what happened? Because he had his project and everything. And he was like, yeah. I said, how'd the project go? He said, well, we had a substitute, so I got to do it tomorrow, which is today. So I'm like, well, what else is going on, man? He's like, yeah, I was trying to explain some stuff. And this damn... What? And I was like, let me catch you. Hold on now. He's like, my man, dad. I was like, what's up? See, this damn broad in the front went down. Dude, I felt so bad. I was like, I said, I don't say broad. I think he got this from his mom. And so, I don't say broad.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Do I say broad?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying broad.
You say broad sometimes.
But he said damn broad. I wanted to slap the shit out of him, but it was so damn funny. Because, like, other parents are walking by when he said it.
Right.
But I was like.
He was referring to a classmate or the teacher?
A classmate.
Oh, man.
Wow. I was just like, I can't. I got to watch what I say around this dude, man. Because he just, of all the words I say, he picked up damn broad. And which just made me just.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
It was so damn funny, though.
You try, it's easier, or what you really want to do, because you can't hide your kids from curse words.
Right.
All right. But what you want to do, and what I try to explain to Olivia, is what words you can say and what words you can't. All right, because she said fuck in the back seat before, and I'm like, all right,
hey,
can't say that one.
Hey.
So when she was at the doctor the other day with her mom, so what's now they're trying to distinguish. So what can I say and what can't I say?
Right.
So they're at the doctor the other day. Her mom takes her to go get the X-ray after the softball game for her hand, and I guess it was after the doctor came in and told him it was broke, but he was out of the room. She looked at her. She goes, "I'm so pissed."
That's not horrible. I would not want my 9-year-old son to be like, "I'm pissed off, Daddy."
Especially not at like school.
Yeah.
Maybe
explain to her. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't say that.
You don't be cussing in school. No.
Right.
So you didn't be saying that in school. Did you say broad out loud? No. I was like, okay. Now we got that away. I do not want you to use that language. All right. So I mean, I almost went broke last year during the damn pandemic, doing the fucking swear jar with them.
You did?
Yeah, dog.
How much was the swear word,
dude? It was like a dollar.
Oh my god,
bruh! That damn there's a glass.
Good thing you're rich,
dude. There was money all in that damn thing,
god.
Man. I'm doing better, but not really.
Yeah, but not really.
But not really.
But you're trying to do better.
But I'm trying to do better. But I was just thinking, damn.
Lily said ass on Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like every time App State scores a touchdown, we sing the fight song. Every time Washington scores a touchdown, right. We sing the fight song. The end of the App State fight song, it's kick ass.
Right. Uh-huh.
And she always said the last thing you say pretty much, like, hey, do you want, it's like a Cat Williams bit about Shaq's kid.
Right.
He repeats the last thing you said. I'm like, hey, do you want milk or do you want juice? Juice. Do you want cheese or do you want crackers? Crackers.
Right.
Kick ass.
Ass.
Yeah. It was funny as hell, though.
But it's funny. But that's why I was like, I got to watch my say Rado, man, because that is the funniest
thing hard.
Ever. It is, too, because I'm just so. But I don't like my kids. Like my son, Isaiah, like when he's with his mom, they have a relationship where they can. I don't have that type of relationship with my children where I don't feel comfortable cussing around me. You know, that's the thing about being with my kids. I'm not your buddy. I'm your dad. All right. Now, we can have our funny moments and all that, and we chill and have fun. But don't be over here talking that bullshit with me now, all right? No. That's why. Now, you about to be a man, 18, you can do what you want to do. We can talk, but still, I'm your father. And I always respect that fact, but this little one, dude, he just a damn sponge. Just like, damn, Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I need to start going to church. Maybe some guy.
Maybe bring the CDs. Bring those CDs back on Psalms.
Get him in the damn Psalms or something.
I don't know. I don't have a solution. He'll be good.
He'll be all right.
You're a good dad.
I had a swear jar.
Sometimes you say bad words. It's
okay. In the kitchen of a restaurant before.
You did?
At Outback, I had a swear jar, and it was a dollar. Because I didn't want to, like, what happens in restaurants in the back of the house is volume levels escalate.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can hear it in the front of the house.
Right. So I'm like, look, you don't want that.
Y'all stop using foul language back here. It's going to be hard, but, and I had a swear, man, I amassed like $300 and something, and I was going to do something really, really cool with it, and my fucking kitchen manager stole it.
He stole it?
Yeah. I later on busted this same kitchen manager stealing tip share out of the safe.
What, like, a piece of shit.
Servers have to tip out, you know, bussers and hostesses out of their own money. This is why, like, servers in most restaurants have to tip out like 3% of their sales or something to go to bus. Is it fair? Probably not, but that's just life. You know, but that's why, like, if you don't tip somebody, it costs the server money because they have to tip off of sales.
Wow, yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So 3% of sales, not what they make.
No matter what they get, they have to tip off that to the bussers
so
and everybody
else. If you have a $100 check and you stiff that server has to pay $3.
Right.
3%. To the who?
To the tip share, to the bussers and the hostesses.
Wow.
Because they don't get tips.
Yeah, exactly. So
and they still
I had
paid
some
like
come
shit
up missing and whatnot. So I was going to a partner conference, which is what I think Outback does once a year and whatnot. Every year we go to some city, you know, Nashville or Miami or something. So while I was going away to this partner conference, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I had my security guy come meet me up at the restaurant one night, like midnight, and put a camera in the office. And lo and behold, I got back on like Tuesday and went through the tapes and I saw him in there freaking flipping through the damn money, stealing money out the damn safe.
So you had to fire him, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking what a thief.
What
man,
a
man. We all try to struggle. I won't say struggling, but they all ain't making no big bread.
No.
Are you taking from them? No, hell
no. Well, that's like, and that's a big part of the check, or it's not even a check. That's a big part
of
the take-home.
Those same hostesses and bussers. Now, you know, I've been out of restaurant management since 2013, so that's almost 10 years. Pretty sure it's the same, you know, but they make the same $2.13 an hour that servers do.
Right.
Hosts and bussers.
Right. You they know, just now, don't
the restaurant,
get straight
you can
tipped.
Pay them more if you want, but if it's a corporate restaurant that you work for, it's likely that you don't have that choice. Like, you can't just up and pay them more, you know, because you're told how much you have
to pay. The restaurant business is crazy.
It is. That's why totally I never was interested in going into it at all. Not investing in one.
Yeah.
Nothing. It was always.
Yeah, it's nuts.
All I ever did was bartending because that one's a little bit different than the restaurant stuff, and tips are usually pretty good.
Yeah, and that's why I still do it.
People are usually pretty fun to deal with.
But you got a hell of a gig, though, dog. Yeah. When you talk about where you got a hell of a gig at the specific bars because majority of the time you down there with people that got bread.
Yeah.
And no, so it's a great job. And in that same token, I'm introduced and I get to know a lot of people with a lot of pull.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I go to work at the ballpark every day and I work, you know, 60 feet from home plate, you know, the sling drinks like right outside.
You're basically a pitcher.
Ronnie Acuna's freaking.
So you're basically a pitcher.
60 feet from home plate.
Yeah.
60 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah.
Don't short me my six.
Well, those seats, the truest seats are closer to the hitter than the pitcher.
They damn
like
sure
45
are.
45 feet.
Yeah.
They damn sure are.
So. Little League mound.
Which was so cool. Which was still one of the coolest things I've ever done. It was really solid.
Let's see if I can get us off a midday trip down there next season.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because ain't nothing like being drunk at a ballpark. But being drunk in convenience and comfort.
When somebody's bringing you drinks.
Bring you drinks.
Big wide seats. Yeah, got a little table. Yeah.
Especially my man. What's my guy, the server? He was the coolest.
Oh, Doug.
Doug's retiring, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, Doug's hanging him up.
I love Doug.
Oh,
Doug
pour
is
one
so
out
cool.
for Doug.
Doug's great, man.
Only thing Doug likes face-to-face contact. Doug was like right here close to my face when he was.
He's a close talker?
He's a close talker.
He's a friendly fellow.
Yeah. Nice as hell.
Very friendly.
Yeah. My dad talks about Doug like once a month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because you got to stick it. He's just like, how's my guy Doug? Like, he's like, how's Bo? And then he's like, how's Doug? It's a follow-up. We hung out with Doug for 4 hours one night,
amazing.
You know?
Like, if Samson wanted something from another bar, he's like, oh, I get it. I said, I can't get it. He's like, no. Enjoy the game, young man. I'll go over there and get it and everything. He was just really cool.
The crazy thing about those seats is that you can literally go like anywhere in the ballpark. They'll go get it for you. Like, you know, they're just like, oh, it's on the third level. That's where the – you know, Dippin' Dots are or whatever for the kid. You know, it's like, yeah, I'll just go run up and go get it.
We have some servers down there. You've got to be the right one. Not all of them will do this. But, there are servers. You got to know what customer service is.
Yeah.
There are servers that will go up to the 300 level and pay for Dippin' Dots out of their pocket for somebody's kid. And I would do the same thing. Yeah, they would, you know, really, you're nice. Hoping that it comes back on you. You
right.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what customer service is all about, man, is you know. Providing people what they want.
That's what it is. What it is. No, that really is. It's an incredible experience.
What's like the weirdest request anyone's ever made? Sexual?
It would be nah. No. I mean, there are. I've been hit on not just this place, but everywhere I've ever bartended. There have been.
Oh yeah.
You know, once you get some liquor,
get a couple of white wines.
That's
like goals.
What?
To be a bartender to get hit on. Now, not anymore.
Very. If you bartended one day,
yeah,
you'd get hit on.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. because it's like, you know, that damn all keep flowing. Like you said, it's amazing the alcohol that guts the trigger. It's usually a white wine.
Yeah, white wine. Maybe like a cosmopolitan, something
where
like that.
Where it usually happens maybe a martini. Lot is if you're bartending in a restaurant, you know, any casual dining is what I always book, because I bartended at Outback too. So, if you work in a restaurant and you're there for like happy hours, like when people get off work, then you become their freaking camp counselor because they come and unload everything that happened at work. Mm-hmm. And then they get to everything that happened that's happening at home, you know? And that's where you usually.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The white wine's flowing for those.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I never get like that. To pour my heart out to people that I don't know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a trust factor I have.
Trust factor. Maybe you have somebody in your life you could talk to.
If I don't motherfucking know you, why the hell I'm going to sit there and tell you personal shit about what I'm going through at home?
Because the stuff starts flowing, man. Yeah, that's the magic of the elixir.
Well, and like in theory, too, the bartender, whoever it is like a neutral third-party person. You know, there's no, like, you're just... tossing it at somebody, you know.
We don't have some of the fucking stories.
You don't judge people.
They're basically, you know, it's like
you
therapy
never tell anybody's secrets.
Right. You don't even know them or the people they're talking about.
No.
So
I've had
impartial.
Regular customers in restaurants that would bring a different woman into the bar every week, and that's between you and them.
I agree.
You never, you know, yeah. But they trust you to, you know.
I mean,
I don't know who I would tell, but you know,
that's the thing about it. Like, you have to be careful.
Us right,
like,
now on the podcast. Like, hey, who were they?
You had to be like that. Like, being around like all that style lifestyle, it's like, damn, my main man George. Now, I think George got murdered by the cartel. I do, because George was went missing. But George used to own them big freighters down there in Miami. Like, they smoke
big. Like the boxes?
Yeah, yeah. That was his line of business.
Yeah, so he
that you
definitely
transport, like,
got
cars
murdered.
And all
yeah.
whatever yes. you want
yes.
to.
Or humans.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Shipments
yes. Yes. And yeah. so all
sex
of a sudden,
workers.
George just went missing. Like,
oh,
just
shit.
Gone. But, like, George was, like, he had his wife, his kids, and he had his girlfriend. And, like, the girlfriend was for Friday night, and his family was for Sunday. So we would always go to basketball games and shit together. And so that's what you're saying. Like, I'm like, damn, George, you just going to spoil her like that, huh? Right there sitting courtside right beside you.
Huh? Now, see, that's ballsy.
Right there. Courtside.
Yeah, that is ballsy.
Courtside, right there. Huh?
That's like the Sopranos shit.
Yeah, just like courtside.
Like Saturday night, what is it? For Guma?
We go, yeah, I've
Sunday
got some,
for the wife.
We go to a game on a Sunday afternoon. There's his wife sitting right next to us.
I've got some, yeah. Not so much at the arena, but I've got some guys that will do that at the ballpark. I'm like, you realize that it's a pretty good chance you're on TV.
You might be on
seats.
TV, yeah.
You know, same courtside. Like,
the funniest
court
is when
sitting right next to the Hawks bench.
A guy will be doing that. And they get on TV or the Jumbotron or whatever, and they realize what's happening, and you can see it hit them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm on camera now with this lady.
Just be like,
try to act like they don't know him.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I'm like, bro. You don't. Public place cheating is risky.
That's just dumb.
It's risky. It's risky because somebody knows somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
It's a small world, man.
It is,
small
world. It is.
Small world.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon will get your ass.
Exactly right.
What did that stem from? Did that come out of, like, left field, or has that been a thing for, like, a long time?
6 degrees with Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
No, it's been a thing for a while.
Okay. Because yeah. I saw that going around on Twitter where it was I don't know if you guys saw
that. What's that?
All right. So, supposedly, you can take any actor or actress, which they go by actor these days, too. You can take any actor or actress and Kevin Bacon, and within six degrees, you can connect them to Kevin Bacon. Because Kevin Bacon's been in so much shit.
So much shit with so many different people for so long.
Yeah.
So pick any actor
you
want.
So say Arnold Schwarzenegger and Kevin Bacon. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in this movie with this person. That person was in this movie with this person. This person was in that movie with this person. This person was in that movie with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I got you.
So just within six steps,
you
connect them.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson being that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could call it 6 degrees of Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah,
it may be easier to connect Sam Jackson with people.
It probably is. It could probably be 4 degrees with Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. been in every damn thing.
So much shit.
He's been in every movie for the last 50 years.
Yeah, Samuel L. been in every damn thing. Yeah. So, yeah, okay, I can see that. Okay.
Yeah,
matter of fact,
people just
connect Samuel L. Jackson to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just did it in my head because Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Batman Forever with Uma Thurman, and Uma Thurman was in freaking Pulp Fiction with Samuel L. Jackson.
Bang.
That's how damn that is easy.
That's easy.
6 degrees of Samuel L. Jackson. We just thought of a new drinking game.
Samuel Jackson and Kevin Bacon were probably in the same movie at some point.
The 6 degrees is a drinking game?
Huh?
Is it a drinking
game? No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I've never known it to be a drinking game.
But you can
game.
Also kind of do
sit
it
sit around and drink and play it.
You could do it with sports radio. Anybody who's worked at sports radio for 5 years, two connections to somebody else, even across the other side of the country.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's any world like that is just such a small world. Yeah.
Agreed.
Which is why you gotta have a little sense about yourself.
Yeah.
Are you going to load up for this hurricane that's supposed to be coming?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
I was just curious.
It's just gonna rain a lot up here.
Rain a lot. Like groceries?
Yeah, and all that.
What's up with the damn milk and eggs? How much eggs you gonna eat in a day?
Right. How many eggs are you going to...
And milk.
Now we go.
What are you doing with the milk? The milk goes bad quicker.
We have become a real boon for the milk economy at our house. My daughter drinks milk like a savage.
That's fine.
It's
good.
So
that's good.
It's good. Yeah, no, it's good, yeah. But it's
if
like...
you think you're going to be locked up in the house for 5 days or so we're not, get you an extra gallon of milk. Don't get all the milk.
Right.
Oh,
you don't have to get all the milk.
That was always worse, though, because getting ready for the fucking hurricanes, living in Florida for all them damn years, like, dude, it don't matter how much money you got. That motherfucker hit you. It's gonna hit you.
Yeah,
like we worse because we lived in Weston, the first hurricane we went through, and like Weston, all the power lines are underground. So I was the only player on the team with fucking power, and so somehow they got back to the locker room and catch told their wives. So I go home and it's like 12 of my teammates' wives and children running to the fucking house.
Oh no,
because they might have power. We're the only ones that had power.
Oh no,
and Nick Saban. And Nick Saban.
Of course
Nick
did.
Nick Saban had power.
Yeah.
And Nick's like,
probably had a generator.
Yeah, y'all better go
to Randy's house.
Y'all need to get to work. I was just like, Nick, it's a hurricane. Ain't nobody got no power. No, y'all need to get to work. Well, all right. Well, but we did meetings. Our facility was out. You remember those old school things in school, the projector screen that had the little draw thing?
Yeah, draw. That's where we had our fucking meetings at.
Wow. Oh, really?
That's where we had our meetings at. Outside. Oh. Wow. Like,
yeah. Get a chalkboard.
Yep.
Start drawing up plays.
Nick didn't give a shit. Nick was like, yeah. Oh, I got to work. It's Thursday.
Yeah. So great. So what? Weather.
This is yeah, rain.
The Who thing, cares? Too, for me always is with milk and eggs and stuff like that. That's the stuff that goes bad fastest.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to stock up for a hurricane and you think you're going to have no power for a week, get some canned goods.
Yeah, get some soup.
Yeah, get some soup.
get some baked beans or something.
Get some shit.
That's the stuff that's actually going to go actually bad. Gonna
I wish
not,
I yeah. motherfucker would have stocking up on canned goods. I need some shit.
What that is shit. We're talking about.
But like day three, I'm give me some soup over milk and eggs. You know?
Like non-perishable shit.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
have canned goods at your house?
I think we got.
You don't have like beans and stuff like that in cans? Where do your beans come from?
Fresh.
What, you got a bean plant?
I like fresh beans.
What do you mean fresh beans?
From the grocery store.
What are we talking about here?
What are we talking about? You said canned goods.
Like little black beans?
No.
What do you get? Do you ever get black beans?
Or your pinto beans?
I don't eat
kidney beans?
No.
Red beans?
No.
White beans?
Wow. I don't eat that many beans.
We don't eat beans. Really?
Oh, okay. We eat a lot of beans in our house.
Yeah, we don't eat beans.
Only black beans. Like other black beans are like
green beans.
Mexican
beans. Green beans are better. Yeah, I don't like canned green beans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like legumes.
Who?
I don't. Now I was with you until that moment.
What?
What? Is this like a family of food?
Yeah. Legumes encompasses all beans.
All those beans.
I've never heard of that word in my life before. That's great.
Yeah.
I actually like weird words like that. What is it?
Legume. Yeah. L-E-G-U-M-E, I think.
Legume? Okay.
Black beans.
Those are...
pinto beans.
Things that...
Is it a French word?
Kidney beans.
It's the definition of it is that they grow on vines or some shit.
Like,
whatever.
I've had kidney beans when I made the... Remember last when I made the chili?
Yeah, it's great.
And but I bought it for just the specific chili.
Okay.
So I don't, it's like.
I don't have like.
You know what? It might be a can of black beans somewhere back in the cupboard.
Like, I don't have like. I don't. You don't open up my pantry and I've got like.
You got a can of jalapeno black beans in it somewhere, don't
we
you?
We have
don't.
A fuck ton of
that
beans.
That sounds good. I've probably got two cans of black beans at my house.
Yeah. But I mean, I think and might have some leftover from the
chili. I got all kind of cans. Like
but I probably got like eight soups. I probably got like eight cans of soup.
Oh, yeah, I love soup.
Like, we do the Lipton packets.
Oh, wow. You talking about tea?
Yeah, no, the Lipton
soup.
Yeah, Lipton soup.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I have canned goods with cream of mushroom because I cook with cream of
mushroom. Yeah, stuff like that.
Soybeans, navy beans, pinto beans, fava beans.
These are legumes.
Black beans.
I always think about
lentils.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody did the exact same thing.
You can only
what a great movie that is.
I remember with a nice Chianti and some fava beans.
You can only eat fava beans with human. Everyone knows that. Red kidney beans. Oh, also cranberries are legumes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it makes any sense.
What makes them legumes?
Black-eyed
peas,
mung beans,
garbanzos.
Like, what's the definition of?
All right, hang on. We got the internet. A legume is a plant in the family of fabaceae. Don't know how to say that one.
Sure. Everybody's favorite.
Or the fruit or seed of such a plant.
All right.
Legumes are grown agriculturally, obviously. Primarily for human consumption. I don't know, man. Beans. Basically beans.
Okay, beans. And then cranberries somehow.
And then also cranberries.
I also think peanuts
might be legumes as well.
Oh, they see, now it's confusing.
Yeah, it's always one of those things. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like a fruit probably, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
On the hurricane front, it is...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To be like
anyway, stock up on your beans.
Yeah,
get some beans.
Get some beans and some soup. They're starting to
they're starting to move all games, like they're like especially high school games. I know games are moving from Friday to Thursday a lot, like around here. So pay attention to that.
Everything's crazy. I just talked to Flip down in Tampa. He said he's good. They all stocked up, but he says he's not evacuating because for some reason the people in his neighborhood aren't leaving. So
That's not good. Right, yeah, it, I think it's because that like Tampa, Sarasota area, they haven't been hit in forever.
Yeah,
and so they don't believe it. And it's like
the Bucks are moving to Miami.
It's supposed to be Category 4.
The Bucks are leaving. The
Brady and Giselle are going to Miami.
They're going to Miami.
You should leave.
Yeah. We've got friends
like
in
it's already Category 4, didn't it?
St. Pete. Touching that's close, like, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, St. Pete and Tampa are like right there.
They're going
to
South Carolina. Family. Just getting out of there.
Yep.
I was supposed
to be down there this weekend, but it's not happening.
Playing in them, driving through them. Just like one of those things where it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been, you know, anywhere. Like, I've been storms at a beach, but nothing like a hurricane or anything like that. I like regular, normal, like, easy storms at the beach.
Yeah,
those are fun.
Beach storms. Those are fun.
Hurricane, no.
Oh, look, the waves got a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And it's windy.
That's crazy.
When I lived in Boston, we had Hurricane Sandy. And so, and it crushed, remember, it crushed New York.
Like, yeah.
Parts of the New York coastline got absolutely destroyed. By the time it got to Boston, it was just windy kind of, but it was crazy because you never get them there. Like in Florida, you know, you get them. People are kind of used to it. You know, the protocol, you get out of there, whatever, you batten down, whatever.
Yeah.
Boston, everyone's like, what do we do? I don't know. Get a bunch of whiskey. I don't know.
What happens?
Yeah.
They have a cookout during it. They had a cookout once. Everybody got their family out. And so we had a cookout and everything before because we're like, it ain't coming. And so we canceled. We had a preseason game in New Orleans. So we're not going. We're not going to play. It don't make this the last preseason game. No reason to play the game. And so our team president comes down. Okay, guys, we're not going to go. All those different things. So we're like, let's go cook out, man. Everybody, family, go. Strip club was open in Miami. So we're going to the strip club. Strippers dancing in the hurricane.
You got to make money.
Yeah, so it's probably about 2 in the morning. Everybody get a group text. Oh, we're going to New Orleans in the morning. I'm like, hold on, what?
Oh no!
So half the team didn't get they got it. They just didn't come, and so we're getting calls from my teammates because they're showing on the news that's boarding the plane, and motherfuckers like, are we still playing? It's like, yeah, motherfucker, where y'all at? I'm at home. played the fourth preseason game with 33 players.
Oh my god!
No, yes, they got to cancel that, man.
Did the guys that didn't show up did anything like repercussions, fines, anything like that?
A lot of them were starters.
Oh.
But it was the fourth game, and, like, I don't play in the fourth game, so they were like, I didn't even pack my pads or nothing. They were like, can you, like, give us 10 plays?
You have to borrow some pads?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, man.
You have to do all that yourself?
What, you pack your bags?
Yeah.
You pack,
like,
you
all
pack
your pads and stuff?
Shoulder pads. Yeah, you pack it. Yeah, you pack it. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they bring out the uniforms. They bring that, but as far as your shoulder pads and
really?
And cleats stuff. No, you packed that.
Who's the guy that does all the? They were showing the Georgia locker room before the game on Saturday, and the jersey and the pads are already hooked together. So you just got to put it over and pull it down.
Yeah.
Who does all that?
The equipment manager. Okay. It's a two-sided tape.
That seems like a nice little perk.
That's why they're now so
without,
hard to get off.
With how tight jerseys are now,
yeah.
It seems like it would be freaking impossible to put a football jersey on over pads.
Well, they have to have help.
Yeah.
You know, like, so Justin Jefferson and DJ Chart after the game on Sunday were exchanging jerseys and, like,
last night, Diggs. Diggs was trying to get his jersey off last night. They had to get two guys to pull it off.
Because that tape is hard as hell to take it off.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize it was tape.
Yeah, it's a two-sided tape that they put on there. But, so I was like, okay. Yeah, I'll be safe down there with the damn hurricanes. Long-ass gas lines.
Yeah.
Which is always the worst.
Yeah.
Also, where are you going? I mean, I guess if you're evacuating, but, like, if you're not going anywhere, you take all the gas.
Well, people get it in the idea of generators and that sort of thing to the idea of stocking up food and stuff like that.
Right?
No. Yeah.
You don't have one? I'm surprised by that. I would have sworn.
Bo seems like he would. Bo's ready.
I don't own a generator.
No?
No?
I mean, I haven't had to get ready.
Am I the only motherfucker with a generator?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I certainly don't have one.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would have sworn you would have one.
No, yeah. we've never had, even with the bad storms we've had the last couple of years, we've never had our power go out. Shock. The only time our power's gone out is
when we're on the damn air, they cut the shit off.
Yeah, when they do it on purpose. When they cut it off on purpose. Or when we got the tree down. They took it down, and then the guy finally came back in the middle of the night. We somehow, because all our house is just surrounded by big-ass trees.
I know, so is ours.
So it's like, it's always a little bit scary, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, the one thing, I mean, well, obviously it'll affect people locally as far as Atlanta, from like a rain standpoint and that sort of thing. who knows what happens with this Braves-Mets series, or if they have to postpone or move a game around, or imagine if you got to have a doubleheader on Sunday, or you know, all of that's in play this weekend, and there's nowhere to postpone it to.
Right,
the season ends on Wednesday.
Yeah, there's no way they're playing Friday. Like, it's going to rain 5 inches.
And if they do, that means like the division's going to be online on the doubleheader on Sunday or whatever it is, which is kind of fun. Yeah. Sucks that it's a Sunday.
Sucks it's an NFL Sunday. Yeah.
Can we kick it?
It'd be impossible to watch.
But, that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out and how that affects the pitching matchups and who you might have to rotate and all that stuff. So we'll be. But yeah, keep an eye on that for anybody who's planning on attending any events or
and
going.
It's supposed
anything.
To rain like all weekend though.
It's supposed to be Friday and Saturday. It's supposed to be Friday
I think
and Sunday.
Sunday it's supposed to be okay. Like yeah, by Saturday night. Sunday.
Friday's supposed to be something serious. Friday's from a rain's perspective.
Saturday and Saturday morning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Saturday also.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to the pumpkin patch on Saturday morning.
I'm not gonna happen.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Pumpkin patches.
Yeah, we probably have to go Sunday.
Yeah.
Pumpkin patches. So cute.
Love the pumpkin.
It is.
We'll never get my presents.
I just wish they were an actual pumpkin patch.
Talking about
like I want to go pull my pumpkin off the vine.
Oh, you want to actually pick your own pumpkin?
Yeah.
Do you cut down your own Christmas tree too?
No. Oh. I got an artificial.
I do.
Okay. I know you do.
We have an artificial one, and we go pick one.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal.
I think
with
this
all
year
the
we're getting the third one.
That comes with a real Christmas.
A third tree?
Third tree.
Where the hell are you gonna put it at?
Yeah. Great question. Our house not big, so I don't know. Probably on the porch.
Like she already. Got the double tree thing out of me because of y'all.
Yeah. Well, don't tell her about the triple tree.
Got two triple tree.
We're going Andy, triple tree.
Andy actually do two trees. So Andy actually don't live here. But look, it's so pretty. Like, whatever.
Yeah, we do one in the dining room. The real tree goes in the dining room in front of the big window so people can see it on the street. And then the fake one goes in the living room, which is 8 feet apart from each other. Two trees within 8 feet of each
other. Just in case. Yeah.
And then the other tree, I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, we got a new bathroom going in, so maybe it'll go in
bathroom.
There.
Ooh, in the bathroom? There you go.
So are they completely decorated different? Like, is one, like, the kids maybe will decorate one, and then the adults will decorate one?
Or? We have so many fucking Christmas ornaments that, like, the real tree is, like, I don't even know what it is. It's, like, you know, your traditional kind of, like, balls and jingle bells and stuff like that. And then the fake tree is all like college related stuff because for whatever reason we both have a shit ton of UW and Appalachian State Christmas decorations. Because my mom's thing and Ashley's mom thing too randomly would get us a Christmas ornament for Christmas every year. That'd be something that goes in our stocking. So I've got 38 Christmas ornaments. She's continued to do it.
Yeah. Oh wow. I'm not kidding. Up until I moved out, I did that, and I do that for Olivia now. Yeah. I actually get ornaments for all the kids.
The kids' ornaments are so cute because they get them from kindergarten and all that shit.
Yeah.
Damn that. I hate the Christmas trees. I love Christmas. Hate the tree. Hate the fucking frockle or whatever the white shit is you put on there.
Yeah.
Because you know it. Because you know what happens? That shit falls on you. And it's 2 fucking years in a row, the fucking tree with all that frolic shit.
Frocked?
Whatever it's called.
I don't know.
Then fell on me twice.
Yeah, it's
so
like
I get
tree
up looking like a fucking damn pack of flour.
Yeah.
2 fucking years, and they laughing. While you see my arm hanging from under the goddamn tree because the tree done fell on me.
We had to get more in our attic right now. Last year, we added 5 more boxes of Christmas stuff, so we're up to 17 boxes of Christmas stuff.
My family took Christmas too seriously growing up. There's too many decorations.
I had to go get 2 more pieces of plywood from Home Depot the other day to put in the attic to lay down to put
hold
more stuff
sticker.
On. Yeah.
Wow.
Because we're out of stuff. Like, we had to put the crib up there because we got the big kid bed a couple weeks ago, so the crib goes up there. I don't know. I'm like the structural integrity of our attic, I'm not sure about.
You can only take so much more Christmas
stuff. You can only take
so
much stuff. It's going to fall through the ceiling.
Well, the good thing is, in like 3 days when it's October, we're going to have Christmas shit everywhere in stores for like 3 months. So get excited.
Oh, don't.
You know, it's already there.
It's already there.
Yeah, probably.
Go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's.
Those are 2 places, Andy, that I never go to.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't plan on going.
There's a lot of Christmas stuff. By the way. The Halloween stuff has gotten very real and scary.
Yeah.
Like literally full on freak out at Home Depot a couple weeks ago because that like just giant witches with super scary faces. And if you get close to them, they'll like
they
cackle
move.
At you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a real traumatic experience for a little kid.
Damn.
They took their Halloween shit to a new level over there at the hardware store.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty. It's very nice for like, you know, grown-ups to freak out.
Horrible. Because I love y'all, because y'all are so festive. And your wife's festive. Like, my wife, it's a fucking battle back and forth with festivities. Like, baby, too much is just, please. just, you know,
yeah.
Like she, if it was up to her, we'd be Clark Griswold. If it was up to her,
you guys beat us to the pumpkins this year.
I know,
and the pumpkin spice.
I know.
I can't believe it.
No, wow. No.
Candles.
No pumpkin spice in my house.
Pumpkin spice candles?
Oh, it's a pumpkin out front of our house because when we went glamping, she wanted to decorate
it. I know for a fact there's pumpkin spice candles at your house because my wife's bought them for your wife.
Hold on, damn it.
Maybe they don't light them. She not light them?
Maybe they don't light them. Maybe she hides them from you. Maybe she only brings them out when you're at work.
Oh, this is great. Find out on tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, she calling her?
Yeah, I'm about to call her.
Okay.
Let's
see if she answered the phone.
Don't blame Ashley, but blame Ashley.
Oh no, she's not answering the phone.
Okay,
going to get the pumpkin spice candles.
We gotta find out on tomorrow's off the cuff what
like,
Donna
shit,
said.
Randy's calling, maybe I need to put out the pumpkin spice candles.
Oh, she's extinguishing on the phone with Amazon.
Buying more pumpkin spice candles.
No,
that's what she's doing right now. Yeah, she's getting it. All right, we'll find out tomorrow what Donna did. Talk to you guys then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.